On a cold winter's night, as the winds blew across the wild moor, poor Mary came wandering home with her child, till she came to her own father's door. Papa, oh Papa, she cried, come down and open the door, or the child in my arms will perish and die from the winds that blow across the wild moor. But the old man was deaf to her cry, and not a sound of her voice did he hear, while the watchdog did howl and the village bell tolled, the winds blew across the wild moor. Oh, how the old man must have felt when he came to the door the next morn and found Mary dead, but the child yet alive, clutched close to its dead mother's breast. Now the old man in grief pined away, and the babe to its mother went soon, and no one, they say, has lived there to this day, and the cottage is left to ruins. Now the villagers point out the place where the ivy grows over the door, saying there Mary died, once a fair village bride, from the winds that blew across the wild moor. From the winds that blew across the wild moor.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, every family member has their favorite song. Well, I'm going to sing my daddy's favorite song. My dad is a great, great person, hardworking, the best daddy a bunch of kids could ever have. Now, I have never seen my daddy take a drink in my life, but that does not mean I have not seen my daddy drunk. Now, he never would have anything around the house to drink. Mom wouldn't allow it, first of all, and he wouldn't have done that to us kids anyhow. But once a year, when daddy'd go to sell his tobacco crop, well, he'd stay gone 2 or 3 days. And, of course, I'm sure he welcomed the chance to get away from all us loud youngins and Mama's big mouth. No offense, Mama. She knows she's just like me. But anyhow, when Mama would see Daddy coming up the road, weaving just a little bit, she'd say, Lord, run and get the slop bucket, your daddy's a-drinking. Well, we all knew what that meant. You know, he always thought that we were the prettiest kids in the world, and the drunker Daddy got, the prettier we got. And he also thought that we could sing better than anybody else in the world, and the drunker he got, the better we'd sing. So there were two things that we knew was going to happen when Daddy was drinking. He was going to puke, and we were going to sing. So, Carl Jackson, you're going to have to sing my daddy's part on this. And Rhonda Vincent, you join in where my sisters would have back then. This is called In the Pines, and this is for you, Daddy.